Call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinberg.
Here.
Monica Yuha.
Here.
Steve Kamorquist.
Here.
Clyde Allen.
Here.
Mike Serpe. Here.
Item 4, minutes of the meetings for June 17, 2013, presented to board members in written form.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Monica, second by Steve. Any additions, corrections, changes, or comments? Hearing none. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Item 5, citizens' comments.
None.
Anybody wish to speak under citizens' comments? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, administrator's report.
Oh, at tonight, Mr. President, there's a flyer that's a letter that's been going around to residents in the village inviting them to purchase insurance for water lateral repair. And we're going to be sending out a press release, and we're going to be doing a notice in the village newsletter. And we want to encourage people, before they buy that insurance, to have a water lateral fixed, that they call a village hall, talk to the engineering department, get some information on what kind of lateral they have and when it was installed. You know, I've been here a while, and I can think of only four laterals, private laterals, that broke. It's usually they're one long, continuous piece of copper or PVC. And I, of all the things you want to buy insurance on, I think this is one of the things that should last you 75 years, if not longer. So we're going to be getting that word out. I'm not saying they shouldn't do business with the company, but they should really get familiar with what they have at their property, and we can help them do that.
Okay. That brings us to item 7, new business. First item being item 8, to receive the Planning Commission recommendation, consider ordinance 13-25 and 13-26, zoning map and zoning text amendments for the proposed redevelopment of the Town and Country Shopping Center, which is located at 4623 75th Street.
Mr. President, members of the Village Board, this is a request by Jim Ablin of Center 50 LLC for a zoning map and zoning text amendments, Ordinance 13-25 and 13-26. And Mr. Ablin is proposing to redevelop the Town and Country Shopping Center as Center 50. The address for the center is 4623 75th Street. The existing multi-tenant center that's located on Highway 50 is intended to be rebranded, and as such, the petitioner is looking to modify the exterior and the interior of the building to improve the parking areas, as well as the lighting, the landscaping, the signage, the exterior appearance in the front and the back of the building. This is a matter that was before the Plan Commission, and there was a public hearing, and we went into some pretty significant detail. I'll only touch on some of the proposed projects that he is proposing. Specifically, the site and operational plans were approved by the Village Plan Commission at their last meeting. One of the additional items as part of the plan unit development that the petitioner is looking to do on the site is to install a DSIS, or digital security imaging system. So the entire site will be camered. Entrance and exits of the site will be camered. This is a system that's going to be owned and operated by Mr. Ablin. So the village will have oversight, but the village will not be owning or maintaining this particular system. Again, there will be a live feed for this system back to the village police department. Specifically on site, he will have 273 parking spaces, 8 handicapped accessible spaces. This includes 27 parking spaces currently occupied by Ace Hardware, the Outdoor Garden Center area. The existing open space is 2,800 square feet, which is about 1%. Again, keep in mind that this center was developed in 1959, before a lot of the development in this particular area, and as such, it's really an urban center with not as much green space or landscaping. One of the things that they're looking to do to help improve that is to create green spaces along Highway 50, along the north east corner, adjacent to the auto repair facility, along 45th Avenue, and along the southeast corner of 76th Street, the southwest corner of 76th Street, as well as 47th Avenue. And by green space, I mean landscaping and street trees. With respect to the building, they're looking to remove the canopy on the north facade, and they're also intending to fill in some of the gapped areas in the front of the store. So there'll be about a 1,565-square-foot addition because they're kind of flattening or squaring off the front of the building. This will result in reconfiguring the units within the building, and there'll be up to 11 tenant spaces. But at this time, I think that they're really working towards about 9, but there could be up to 11 configurations within this within the building. And again, other site improvements include the main monument sign adjacent to Highway 50 at the north end is intended to be adjusted. In other words, it'll be removed, but there are going to be a new sign at that location at 18 feet in height. The other thing that was originally shown on the site and operational plans was the closure of the driveway on Highway 50. They are recommending and requesting that driveway not be closed, but be a right-in, right-out. But they would support the state closing the median in Highway 50. Up on the screen are some illustrations of what the north facade will look like. Again, they're going to be adding, again, removing all that fascia that sits on the front right now, and they'll be adding new stonework, brickwork on the building, as well as new glazing across the front of the building. Again, some of the tenants will have new signage like Ace Hardware and Family Dollar. AutoZone will have their existing signage replaced on that front. And then again, with the way things are set up, there'll be opportunities for smaller tenants and signage in between the brickwork for that that signage. This is a little bit closer view of some of the details that they're looking to do at the site. The west and south facades, with respect to the west facade of the building, as you know, it's that existing multicolored darker brick. They are looking to maintain that. They're going to clean it, maintain it the way it is. They're going to fix the concrete stoop and the railing. It's going to be all painted to match the existing railings on the back. All the gingerbread, the kind of the chalet-type look, that's all going to be removed from the building. And they're going to be removing one of the windows, and they're going to be kind of painting things to match the building. They're not painting the brick. They're going to keep that intact. And then on the back of the building, which are the two southern elevations, primarily what they're going to be doing is removing all of those existing garbage dumpsters. They're going to be and redoing all the dumpster enclosures. They're going to be repainting all the railings. They're going to be retaining all of the existing locations of all the dock doors and such, but they're going to be repainting all the dock doors, and they're just generally trying to clean up the whole back of the building. They're going to be putting concrete in from the building to what appears to be the edge of the area that they use. That's all going to be replaced with concrete or asphalt, depending on where you're located. Again, part of that is in the village's right-of-way, but again, that is an area that is used primarily by the center with respect to their delivery trucks and such, so they are going to repair all of that area adjacent to the existing travel lane in 76th Street. This is the east elevation. It's difficult a little bit to see right now just because Ace Hardware has their garden center there. We are continuing to work with Ace to remove their semi-trailer and to kind of clean things up a little bit. As I discussed with the owner, we are going to work with Ace Hardware, so they would be allowed to have some minor displays on their front sidewalk to make it a inviting, welcoming space, but nothing that would cause a problem for people to be able to walk on the sidewalk, and this is material that needs to be brought in at night. It should not be left out overnight. so they don't have any issues with security or theft from the location. The owner is trying to work with Ace Hardware to modify a couple things with respect to their site and possibly expand their garden center and maybe even do a drive-through garden center. And the other thing is they're looking to relocate that propane tank that's kind of in the north and east of this of Ace Hardware. They're going to relocate that to the back of the back corner of the Ace Hardware facility. That will require a conditional use permit to be brought before the Village Plan Commission. As I mentioned, the signage for the center is going to be redone, and the existing 20-25, and actually I think it's a 30-foot-high sign, is going to be brought down, and then a new Center 50 sign is going to be relocated in that general vicinity. Again, the brick will match the brick on the building, but, again, the height's going to be brought down, and it will be kept out of any vision triangle at that location. That whole front area, as well as the sign, will be landscaped. So this, again, is the proposed site plan for the Center 50 revised development. The only thing that is a slight modification on this plan is that they are, again, requesting the DOT to leave a right-in, right-out as the main entrance coming into the site from Highway 50, but they will not object to the median closure in Highway 50. And initially, the state said that they would complete this work as part of a maintenance project on Highway 50 for them. So with that, the Plan Commission and the staff recommend approval of the text amendments in order to approve the planned unit development for Center 50. And at the Plan Commission, I did go into a lot of detail with respect to some of the variations or the reductions. I can go through some of those for you if you'd like me to, but basically you've got an existing building that's kind of tucked at the very southwest corner of this site. So as such, the setback distance to the south and to the west, that there are modifications for those, and a number of other things on the site where variations were needed as a result of the existing center. Those have all been detailed within the planned unit development. With that, I'd entertain any questions you may have.
Steve?
Question for Jenny. Jenny, the signage here, how tall is it going to be?
The sign will be about 18 feet in height.
I thought the maximum that we got was 16 feet.
It is, but one of the PUD allowances is to possibly make any modifications, and based on 11 tenants in this building and the Center 50, the staff is recommending a 2-foot modification, which would be put into the PUD. It's coming down from 30.
Yeah.
25
or 30. But I can understand why don't make it wider and make it conforming at 16 feet.
Well,
we did that with the timer bank.
Well, we talked about making it wider, but then it does start to create kind of a vision block for people coming down Highway 50. As you can see, the existing Town and Country sign actually had an opening right through the bottom. The village doesn't allow for that any longer. We require solid base signs for monument signs. So to make it even that much wider and this close to Highway 50 with respect to the vision, we just thought it might compromise that. So I'd rather go up just a little higher than to block even greater vision within a potential corner.
I would set a precedent with that.
With respect to planned unit development, the board has discretion as to what modifications can be done on a particular site to the dimensional variations of the ordinance. Again, this is a center that is dated back to 1959. He has completely renovated the building with respect to installing all sprinklers throughout the system. He's eliminated any cross-connection for the sewer and water. He's adding a dramatic number of landscaping. He's removed all the asbestos from the building. He's put in a DSIS system for the building. You know, at some point, I think that this is a good compromise that we're willing to give a little with respect to how much money that the developer is putting into this center and keeping this as a viable neighborhood center for the community as opposed to just tearing it all down and starting it over from scratch.
Another question. They're going to install sprinklers, which they didn't have it.
They're half installed at this point.
Okay, now, it's going to be separate by units? For example, you got...
You know what, I did not review the sprinkler plans in detail, but the fire chief did, and so I guess I'll have him respond to that.
we could reconfigure the sprinkler system. So basically set this thing up so it can always be so it can be modified, so it's set to be modified. And then also there's standpipes and sprinklers in the basement, which are
what I'm referring to is if the sprinkler system goes off, it's going to affect only the section or the whole shopping center.
Oh, no, only they're heat activated. It's only one head or only the head closest
to the area. Painful stuff.
Right, and we can isolate that.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah,
okay.
We can isolate that. We have ways to actually
pump out there. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Doug.
Clyde. Thank you, Mr. President. Gene, one quick question is, I think you said there was going to be room for 11 spaces or stores, but on your center sign, there's only 10 spots. If you bring in the 11th business, what are they going to do?
If they do that, maybe what they'll do is like the bottom where it says future tenant, maybe because of the size of the space, they might divide that into three.
Just thought I'd bring it up.
Me?
Well, you chaired the Planning Commission.
Move approval of Ordinance 1325 and 1326.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Steve. Any further discussion?
I remember the time that Peely Wheeler used to be there.
And by the way, happy 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. That brings us to item B, to consider the award of contract to apply slurry seal on the ice arena parking lot and access road.
Mr. President, members of the board, as part of the village's 2013 paving program, we put out an advertisement for bids to be received on June 13th for the paving of the ice arena parking lot as well as the access road in the back. The project includes the ice arena parking lot area is about 5,200 square feet of slurry seal and then pavement marking. The rear access road area is 4,300 square yards of slurry seal with the pavement markings. Can you go to the next slide? This shows the area, the orange or brown area is the Iceplex parking lot, and then the red area in back and the as well as the access roads would all get this slurry seal. The slurry seal is different than what we used last year. We worked with a paving company to develop a slurry seal that is a thicker surface, and that's what we bid. You want to go to the next slide? We did receive one bid from Farner Asphalt Sealers in the amount of $32,636. Again, the surface is a protective surface to prolong the life of the asphalt out there. This is so that we don't have to repave. We can push that back. The things that we put into the bid this year that are different, we've got additional quality control measures that are in place. And also this, again, as I mentioned, this material's thicker. And then there's also a process where they go through with a roller about 2 hours after they've applied it to pack down some of the bigger aggregate. In terms of the bidding, the company that did our work last year didn't bid because we didn't pre-qualify them because of the issues that we had. There are a number of pavers in Illinois that could have bid, but my understanding is that they've they're very busy and they haven't been bidding work in Wisconsin. The bid that we received, I think, is competitive. In talking with them before the bid and with the prices that we've been getting, I think it's pretty reasonable. So, however, the price that we got for the pavement marking was higher than we anticipated. So what we've decided to do in discussions with the with John, the Public Works Director, we're going to take out the pavement marking from this project, and John is going to do it with the Public Works crew. That would bring down the price to $17,575, which is under the budget that he had had in here for this work. So with that, I'd like to recommend that the contract be awarded to Farner Asphalt Sealers in the amount of $17,575, and that is the exclusion of the pavement marking. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Mike?
Not a question about this, Mike, but why the ice rink paving or slurry now and not the rec-plex?
The reason originally we were looking at doing the rec-plex, but the rec-plex actually has more remedial work that has to be done. There's some areas that have settled. There's some areas by the stop blocks where the cars park that have settled where the tires are. So Public Works is going to have to do a little bit more remedial work in order to get that ready for a sealer like this. The iceplex is in a little bit better shape. There's only a few things that we have to do to get the surface ready. So that's why we chose to do the iceplex now.
I don't know, the same company that did 85th Street, don't they?
No. This is not the same company. No. This and Farner Asphalt has done work with us previously. Again, we were very aware of the concerns that we had last year, so we did work with Farner to develop a different process and a different mix.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Clyde, second by Mike. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. That brings us to item C, the consent agenda, with items 1 and 2, which are to approve the operator license applications on file and to approve the renewal operator license applications on file.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Monica for approval. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 8, Village Board comments.
I have one.
Mike.
Chief Smetana is on vacation. He is attending the board meeting.
This is raw excitement.
I thought he was undercover.
Is he being punished? Is he being punished for something?
Damascus.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Clyde for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries.